The hour of 12 o'clock having arrived, we'll call the working group to order. We do not have a quorum at this time, so we will go into recess until we have a quorum. And I wrote big here, recess, not adjourn. That kind of scares me if I make that mistake. So we are in recess.
Back to order. Again,
We'll call the House Tax Working Group back to order. We're going to be working off of House Offer 2, and that was last night. It did not pass. I'd like to go through each item down to the TIF section, and the updated spreadsheet is dated 5/22/2025, 3:35 p.m. We'll make sure everybody has that, so we're working off the same document. So what I'd like to do is, we're not voting on anything at this point, but I would like to go through these items just to see where working group committee members are at on these. So after we get through these, we can take a brief recess and maybe see where we're at, if we can get some of these things passed. Okay, so I'm going to start out with, and the procedure here would simply be to have members of the Senate and the House get their thoughts on these issues out. These should be somewhat non-controversial. Not all of them. Some are controversial, but like appurtenances, that's pretty controversial. And so we will go through each of these items. So income and corporate franchise, Senate Article 1, House Article 1, Governor's Language, House Section 10 and 11, Short Line Railroad Credit Certification. Is there any one of the members that has issues with that? Okay, I don't see any. Let's go to the next one, if we could. House Sections 6 and 12, Chorus Debt Subtraction. Any issues from Senate members or House members on that issue? In fact, I really like that provision myself, but okay. SEIU Minnesota Stipend Payment Subtraction. Make sure we all have the documents here. You okay?
Yes.
Okay. Any concern or questions about SEIU Minnesota Stipend Payment Subtraction? If there are questions, we will then go to House Research or Senate Research and just kind of get a brief summary so we kind of know where we're at. So that one doesn't seem to be a problem there. Okay, House Section 1, Beginning Farmer Priority Allocations. Chair Rest, and then Senator Putnam after Chair Rest.
We need more time to think about that, hoping to at some point put it together with other beginning farmer provisions or agricultural provisions that were in our bill, and particularly the beginning farmer issues, and still waiting for a report of the conversation that I asked Representative Joy and Senator Putnam to have, which I understand they were not able to get to yesterday. So we're passing on that one right now.
Very good. Senator Putnam?
What she said, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
Chair Gomez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the House DFL would expect there to be representation in that conversation from the House DFL Ag Chair if we're going to move forward on ag provisions in the tax bill.
Senator Rest. Thank you, Chair Gomez. Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman, I meant to include that as well, because Representative Gomez had asked about and even in the general conversation, that representatives not only from these members on the tax working group, but to confer with members on the Ag Committee and certainly with the Senate Council also, that advises the Ag Committee as well as the Tax Committee.
Thanks, Chair Rest and Chair Gomez. I totally agree on that. We should have that representation. Okay, so of the four, it looks like we're pretty good on three. We've got some work to do on House Section 1, Beginning of Farmer Priority Allocations. Property, Senate Article 2, House Article 3, Senate Sections 2, 13, and 14, attachments and appurtenances. Any issues with that? Okay. Item next, Senate Sections 3 and 5, Tribal-Owned Property Tax Exemptions for Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe and Grand Portage Band, new language from Lax Band of Ojibwe, House Section 20, Red Lake Nation College exemption. Comments on that? Chair Rest?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We still have objections to Red Lake Nation College exemption. I had indicated yesterday the change on the complicated building on the third one here, that removing the square footage, but inserting parking, and I believe that that was acceptable to the city and the tribe. So, but we still have the objection on House Section 20.
Thank you, Senator Rest. Any other comments on Senate Sections 3 and 5? Okay, we will pass on that one. And members, my goal here is to actually pass some things today, because when I'm asked, how's the progress on the working group for taxes? I just say, well, you can eliminate the word progress. And I think we need to have some progress here as we move along. Okay. Item next, Senate Section 15, Confessions of Judgment Interest Rate Changes for Homesteaded Properties. Comments on that one? And I'm opening this up to the department also, if the department would have any comments. So, okay, I'm going to put a okay by that one. Now, this one is cool. Senate Section 16, Tax Levy for Free Music in Third Class Cities. Does anybody here know when that started?
When it started?
Yes.
You mean the effective date?
Yes.
I mean,
or the year?
Well, there. No, I don't know what year it started. What they're asking for is special permission for increasing the levy from what it is.
That started in 1923.
There you go.
And I hope we can pass it, because that would be a good venue to get Jefferson Starship here. So, okay, so I don't hear any concerns about that one. Item next, Senate Section 26, Fiscal Disparities Property Tax Statement. Comments on that one? Senator Hochschild?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a simple fix based on a provision that we passed last year in the minerals article. It's just going back to the way it was in 2023 and previously.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Any other comments on that? So I'm going to put an okay by that one. Property tax aids, Senate Article 4, House Article 4, Senate Section 5, Township Aid Modifications. Senator Hochschild.
This would simply allow the allocation to township aid to fully be dispersed. Right now, there's just a little bit left over because of the way the formula works, so this just fixes that so it all gets distributed, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Anyone else to comment on that one? Okay, item next, Senate Section 12, Public Safety First, Public Safety Aid Report. Any comments on that? Okay. Senate Section 15, All Aid Penalty Forgiveness Provisions, Cities of Stewart, Alpha, Odin, and Trotsky. Questions on that? Item next, LG Base Aid for City of Boulder. That's basically, I looked at the map, it's not quite a full township, but it's basically a township that is incorporated as a city, and it's on Highway 169 between Princeton and Zimmerman. Any questions about that? So basically, we're getting them in the LGA form. They are actually a town now, not a township. Questions on that? If I'm saying that wrong, please let me know. Okay, so those two look good. We're gonna skip the TIF provisions. Let's go to the back page. And again, we're working off House Offer 2, May 22nd, 2025.
Mr.
And the
Chairman.
Updated spreadsheets are 5:22, 3:35 p.m., just so we're on the same. Oh, Senator Rest.
Just to want to note that we're skipping the TIF article because we've adopted it.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. See, we're making progress.
Beg pardon?
We're making progress.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we are. Okay, item next. House Sections 1 to 7 and 9, Tax Expenditure Review Commission Turk Changes. I think there's going to be some comments probably on that. Thoughts?
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Rest.
I had an objection to the tax chairs having to make a report about every tax expenditure in a bill, and I still have that objection, so I'm not willing to move on that.
Representative Agbaje.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Part of the reason why we decided to go with a report from the tax chairs is really to help make the legislative budget offices task a lot simpler. Instead, right now, they kind of need to go through our committee hearings to understand what the objective of any tax expenditure is, or they have to go through old papers. Ideally, it'd be nice if we could just, at the end of each session, just put that together. Doesn't have to be very fancy, just so that way it takes one less step off their plate, something that we can do since, as the legislative authors, should be able to know that pretty easily right offhand.
Any other comments about, thank you, Representative Agbaje. Any other comments on House Section 1 to 7 and 9? Okay, thank you. So that's hold for right now. Okay, House Section 14, Provider Tax Research Credit Rate. Senator Rest.
Thank you. I think I indicated yesterday, too, when I had offered that motion yesterday evening, that I'm not, House research or a member, I need to have more information about what that really is. I mean, I'm not familiar with it, so need more explanation.
I think we can maybe
and I don't
do that
think
right
it was,
now,
and it's not in our bill, as far as I know.
Right,
is that
right.
Correct? So
let's get an explanation from House Research.
That's another reason why we're backing off of some of these provisions.
Mr. Klayman.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rest, so that was a provision that was proposed in the governor's bill, one of the governor's bill, either last year or the year before. And it's a change that doesn't, and Ms. Templin can correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't have a fiscal impact. Essentially, for background, under the provider tax, which is a collection of, four other taxes, certain taxpayers can take a tax credit for conducting or funding certain kinds of research in the healthcare area. And there's a formula that determines the total annual allocation of the credit is. And there are some variable rate decreases that can occur with that. So the credit percentage in statute is 2.5%, but there's also what I would call like a soft ceiling on the total allocation amount of $2.5 million. And so the statute requires that the rate has to be adjusted downward in 0.5% increments to get as close to $2.5 million as possible. But the rate can't go below 0.5%. So my understanding of the rationale for this provision in the governor's bill was that because of the amount of research that has been going on over the years, that credit rate has not exceeded 0.5% for many years. So the proposal in the House bill is to just eliminate the provision that requires the rate to be reduced to get as close to 2.5 million as possible, because it's been at 0.5% for many years. So the House proposal would just essentially hard code the 0.5% rate for that particular credit into statute and eliminate the provisions that require it to be reduced.
Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman, this Section 14 was in the governor's tax bill. Is that what you're saying? So where did it occur?
Mr. Clayman?
Was it in, I mean, or who is the author of this on the House side?
Let's go to Commissioner Marquardt or Chair yeah, Gomez.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I was the author of this year. It was in, we reheard our 2024 bill. It was in the House's 2024 offer. It was in the governor's bill in 2024.
But, Chair Gomez, it was not in the governor's bill this year.
Sure.
Okay. Senator Rest.
So, Commissioner Marquardt, why not?
Commissioner Marquardt, why not?
I mean, you know. Did change his mind or?
Mr. Chair, Madam Chair, I do not know the answer to that. I remember that came up the other night, and as Mr. Clayman explained it, I remember last year I could remember that, and I didn't remember it this year. And I thought it couldn't be in the bill this year. So as Chair Gomez said, it was not in the governor's bill this year. I do not know why it was not.
So, Mr.
But I don't know if MMB or others might have more, and I guess not. So I don't know.
MMB, why not? Senator Rest. Thank you, Commissioner Marquardt. Senator Rest.
I would like I don't doubt at all that Representative Gomez was going back to what we had last year, but there should be a better answer to why it's here, why it's not was not in the governor's bill, than just why not. I mean, somebody's got to be able to say, answer that question. I mean, it could be as simple as, well, we meant to and it didn't happen. There's got to be an answer from the governor's staff on that, if not the Department of Revenue.
Thoughts, Chair Gomez, or should we move on? Chair Gomez?
I mean, I can only say that I included it in my 2024 bill because it was in the governor's bill. We heard it in tax committee this year. I included it as a provision in our bill together because it seemed, as Mr. Clayman described, it's just hard wiring in what is going on right now. And so it seemed kind of like a technical provision, and why not do it? But that's only my perspective.
Okay, thank you, Chair Gomez. And I'm glad that we're going through these items and getting some of the stuff on the table, some of this stuff explained by research nonpartisan. Okay, one of my favorites, House Section 15. I shouldn't say that because then you'll use it against me and leverage it for something else.
They're all your favorites.
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah. Okay, pharmacy refund timing. There's so few independent pharmacies out there yet, but this is one that they were really pushing. Who from maybe House or Senate research could explain what were, Mr. Clayman, why do they like this so much?
Mr. Chair and members, so what this provision does is it changes the timing of when a pharmacy that has paid the Legend Drugs tax under the provider tax, which is passed on to the pharmacies, the timing on when that pharmacy can apply for and receive a refund under current law. They have to do that when they file their return after the conclusion of their tax year. And so what this provision does is it allows those refunds to be paid on a semi-quarterly basis. So the first quarterly refund would actually be paid 6 months later. So it would be paid with the second quarter refund. But the three time periods would all be quarterly, with the first time period being on a 6 month basis. And so that would allow those pharmacies to receive a refund faster than they would under current law. Mr. Chair, members, this would be for sales by those pharmacies of Legend Drugs that are out of state, which is why they would qualify for the refund.
Okay, questions? Senator Rest.
So, Mr. Chairman, I believe it was in, that provision was in our bill, our first bill that went to the floor, but not in the one that we have before us. So that's, so the reason why is that it was asking about that. And the answer is it was a mistake. So we have no objection to that.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Rest. House Section 25, extension of availability of grant to Minneapolis. Discussion on this issue, questions, Senator Rest?
Well, Mr. Chairman, in our bill at this point, we have a cancellation of that provision. So it's just contrary to give an extension to a grant that in our bill we cancel. However, we are still really open to reversing that, but we need to know from the leaders if we can use June Accelerated. So we would look to be able to remove that provision from our bill, but we need to know that we're going to have some resources in order to cover it. And then at that time, we can talk about the position of what's the rationale and whatever and so on, and get information about extending it. So the goal for us is to find ways to cover that, whatever it is, $9.8 million or something like that. But we need to do that first, but we need to have some opportunities and revenue to do that, and we're just not quite there yet. We have a couple of ideas on how to meet that need, but we need a more definitive answer from the leaders before we can get there.
Thank you. Chair Gomez?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we first brought this provision up on Tuesday.
Yep.
We were told at that time we'll have to discuss it later. It is now Friday, or I guess it was Wednesday that I brought it up. It's now Friday. Mm-hmm. When we put off everything until tomorrow, there's going to come a day very soon that tomorrow will not come. I would suggest that we should have the substantive conversations. If you wish to meet in public, we should talk about the substantive issues and the differences between our bill. This is one of the issues that's different between our two bills. I would suggest that at Friday at 12:30, saying we're adding this to the list of things we're going to do tomorrow is not wise. And I would like to just actually talk about the item.
Mr. Chairman.
Hey, Senator Rest.
I just indicated that we're looking for the revenue to accommodate the provision, the actual amount of the grant that's available, and we will get there. But I need to know, and I have one source that I can go to right now that I need to talk with the Senate side and looking for a way of accommodating that. We don't really need to talk about the provision at this time. I'm willing to get there. I just need to find the money. And that's a priority of ours, to find the money.
And I really appreciate that, and we do need to find that out sooner or later. That is a provision that I do support also, but we're going to have to, on a lot of these issues, we're going to have to figure out where the money is to provide for it, other than if it's in the bill and provided for already. Senator Rest?
Exactly that. I'm not, you know, my hesitancy about it first, and why it got into our bill, is because until May 9th, we were not aware, until we found out from MMB, that any money had been spent, or the invoices put in, or the invoices paid. And so that was, just as in other bills where that are before us, not the tax bill, other working groups, where there were issues of grants being made, none of them being, or them not being used, and then being canceled to bring into the general fund to address issues in their bills. And so since that time, we understand that the invoices from February, they were paid on May 9th, and that there's $1.2 million or so invoices that have been submitted, and I might have the dates a little bit wrong, that MMB is now going over. I was also from Senator Dibble presented with and or given a report on where those dollars are going. And so we're at the point of trying to find the money to put back in the bill that will have no impact on this going forward. At that point, it is, and it's in, I believe, the jobs bill. They did grant the extension for 2 years, and probably we would agree to that as well without any particular problem. But I can't agree to a, since it's not in our bill at this point, I can't agree to the extension until we can fix the money. And those things can go together, but I don't have the money right now. So I'm working on it. I don't know how more positive I can be toward this provision that we intend to, in our bill, to get rid of it.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, Representative Gomez.
I would just note that this was in the original Senate bill that was passed, I guess, out of taxes, two rules back to taxes, and then I believe out of taxes again in the Senate. And at that time, there was no reason for, from a fiscal perspective, to try to be making up the target using this, because there were a number of revenue raisers in that Senate bill, including the great social media tax that Chair Rest and I are authors of in the two bodies. There was an increase in the net investment income tax, and there was a big June accelerated. And so there has been ample time to discuss this item substantively since that bill passed, and I would like us to do it today, but I guess we're going to shoot for tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And thank you. And just Senator Rest.
Aren't we going to find out whether we get to use EIS or not?
We are going to make some inquiries
pestering them. So I think that means a big deal that could be a quick deal. I don't think
they
we
might
have to
need
wait
more
till
pests.
Tomorrow. Until tomorrow?
Senator Rest, they may need more pests, and I'm a pretty good pest. Okay. That being said, I think that's very encouraging. Chair Gomez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think you just said using EIS. Can you explain what that means?
Beg pardon?
You just said...
I didn't mean EIS. I'm reading your text. June accelerated.
Okay. So, thank you. I was confused. I appreciate it. Thanks, okay. Mr. Chair.
No problem.
Okay. Now, as far as tomorrow, it's... Of course, I won't have the gavel, but it's my intention not to meet... This weekend, we all have very important events.
Yes.
So the first thing, the early Tuesday. I don't know if our friends in leadership are going to be coming down, swooping, taking it. I don't know that. When? I mean, is it this afternoon? Is it this evening? When is it? You know, but I think we continue today to hopefully, when we come back from a recess, actually pass some of this stuff. And then it'd be my intention when we go into recess, that if maybe both sides could get offers on more substantive issues, sure, that are in the spreadsheet. And I think it's going to come where we have a situation where if we just can't agree on something, we just have to drop it and move forward. And Senator Rest.
Well, the reason why we need the answer is because right now you have provisions in, at least in the spreadsheet that uses, not EIS, but uses June Accelerated, that currently you're not allowed to do because they haven't agreed to let us. And we don't have any, and we would move things around if we knew that, but we can't know that. I mean, we can't do it unless we know that.
You are correct.
So they need to get back to us. When they talk about us moving along, well, goodness gracious, and I would actually say something stronger, what have they been doing? You know, it's a yes or no, and they should tell us.
I totally agree, and I really appreciate it when you delivered that note signed by the working group folks to the governor. I appreciate that. So what I'd like to do here, it's Chair Gomez. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're getting there.
Okay. There's one more item on here.
Oh, thank you, Chair Gomez. Thank you.
And then after this, I'd like to say something.
Certainly. Okay. Senate Section 12. This is one of my favorites here. I shouldn't say that. Agricultural Society debt limit increase. Basically, what they're doing is they're allowing a bonding capacity up. There are many needs at the state fair at for their buildings. This does not affect, some people have concerns, does this affect our bond issues for the state bonding bill? It does not. So comments on Senate Section 12. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, one thing that we should be talking about, doesn't have to be now, but yet this afternoon, is, or it could be now, sections 15 to 17 and 26. And again, we're not voting on this now, I just like a discussion. The R&D credit refundability, as we were in the meeting yesterday, the governor's office, the House Republicans, the Senate, DFL, and I think Republicans. Is Senator Weber for the refundability?
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe right he, there he is, on the screen there. And just as an aside, yesterday I had indicated that Senator Klein would be added to the working group due to the absence of Senator Dibble, but the person who's actually coming now is Senator Clark.
Senator Clark?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so any thoughts on the R&D? Because I think we're good on the data centers up to the point of removing electricity from the data centers exemption. We still will have to figure out what we do on the back end on that. And I think cannabis was fine. Chair Gomez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just had a comment on, just before we move on from this, the House offer for May 22nd, 2025. It was the House DFL's understanding that this was a package offer. After, you know, I'm not gonna relitigate what happened last night right before we adjourned. But well, I'll just suffice it to say that I noticed what happened, and I am even more inclined to view this offer as a package deal after last night. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Rest.
The process that we had used when we had an offer, we would have also wanted that to be a package offer, but instead of that, we allowed the House to delete any provision that they were not comfortable with, and I would have expected the same courtesy from them on this. And if we do have a motion now, the Senate will be voting no.
Thank you, Senator Rest. And as far as the package deal, it makes it kind of tough when we don't know if we can use June Accelerated yet. But so I'd like to do is move things forward, keep the discussion going. And so what we'll do, if it's okay with members, is I'd like to get together with the House DFL and Senator Rest and get together. And I'd say let's dig into the spreadsheets more and come back with some ideas of things we might be able to agree on. Because, and like I said, at this late hour, if there's some things that just aren't going to work, then we have to face that and hopefully we can move forward. Because we've got a lot of good things that we can move forward on this. And I'm thinking, that, and I could be just totally wrong, but I'm thinking that on some of the bigger items, we're gonna need some help. We're gonna need some help from leadership. And, but I'd like to put a bill, I'd like to be able to say to leadership, we're moving forward. But when we're not passing anything, which, and I agree at this point, we're not going to be passing anything right now. But I think we need to start passing some items here and get this bill put together and get it moved forward. And then when they swoop down from their ivory towers and take the bill, hopefully they can see that we've done some work on things you do agree with that could be included by the tribunal. So that's my goal. So we will go into recess till about, let's say 1:45, and if either side needs more than that, we will certainly just come through me, and if we need to delay it a little bit, we can. But I'd really like to make some progress on taking the spreadsheet apart. What are some good things? Well, they're all good, of course, on both sides, but what are some things that we could move forward on? And assuming that we get our June accelerated, because that's gonna block us on a lot of things if we, you know, don't have that answer. But I'd like to move forward as if we got the green light on June accelerated. So, Senator Rest.
So, Mr. Chairman, the issues that we see that are not otherwise also not resolved are the article on helium, the PGA sales tax exemption, the AARP bill that came from Senate File 447. We have differences on SFIA. We would like resolution on SAF, on the ballpark, on the local sales tax reform, the ag issues. Still waiting for a conversation report on a recommendation to us. Particularly the beginning farmer issues and policies that Senator Putnam reported on yesterday, the airport property tax exemption, the grazing provision still in the dealing with the ag issues, conservation easements, the homestead resorts, the school aid proposal that is Senator Housechild's, disabled veterans, which I think actually is the same, the issues dealing with border cities, the market farming, and floriculture. So those are the things that we would be looking at. And I hope when you say do the spreadsheet that you can also point to the language in your bill, and would we have to do the same in ours? Thank you.
Absolutely, Senator Rest. So I think we're close.
I think. Just those few things separate us.
Yeah, Senator Rest, what could you explain the AARP issue? I'm not familiar.
Thank you. That one that was brought that allows and provides for restitution to victims of being defrauded, where there that has been adjudicated, convictions have been there. However, the fraud is there, but the person has absconded, let's say, moved out of the country, can't find them, there's no money available. On the other hand, the situation exists where the fraud has been convicted, found and convicted, and there is opportunity to recover, but not the ability to direct it to individual victims because you can't find them. And so that money currently goes into the general fund. And what this proposal did that came from the AARP, and of course they're not the only people who are defrauded. Every age and every pocket of everywhere, but older folks tend to have more in savings and access to retirement funds, and more so than younger people. And it's the kind of fraud where somebody, you know, calls you from Florida. In fact, this was an instance, and claims to be your nephew, and you've just been arrested, and you need to make bail, and can you send me some money? And the victim says, "Well, you don't sound like yourself." And you'll say, "Well, I've got a cold." And then that goes on, and the phone call is turned over to a person pretending to be an attorney, that they need a retainer before they can work, do anything for this person, and will you wire, you know, $10,000? And of course, it's a scam. And at some points, not to make it all that more complicated, but there is a conviction, but the money is not recoverable. But from that other side that I mentioned, that those dollars go into the general fund. The AARP, when the bill was being developed, also agreed and suggested that there be a limit on that for in any given year of no more than $1 million available to the victims. As the bill also was being developed, there were concerns and about the Attorney General's office being transparent, making reports, and following the trail of money, and worked with Senator Coran on that, who is very particular about things like that. And so there were reporting requirements put in. The Attorney General's office has raised objections to some of those, but they had a chance to do that earlier and they did not. So the bill is in there without that, any changes in the reporting. There is no impact on the general fund here because it's money that would go into the general fund and then carved out. In the House, the bill got stopped along the way skepticism is correct, but a certain, and I don't like using the word concerns because it's meaningless, objections to what was perceived as a lack of transparency without more teeth in the reporting requirements. So that's a long story but that's why it ends up being in this bill. And I was the author of the bill.
Thank you, Senator Ress. Chair Gomez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So yeah, we understand that issue. We just, when you refer to it as the AARP item, I think of it as the consumer enforcement compensation subtraction. That's how it's noted on the spreadsheet. So Representative Lee was the author of that provision in the House. And so, as you noted, there are differences between, there was the addition of this Quran language, which the House can't support. I'm just saying, if I could just.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I would just ask for Representative Lee, as the person who is the author in the House, we're happy to, accept this provision, but we just would need some language changes, it sounds
sure.
like. So
yep.
That could happen. Yep. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair Gomez. Okay. With that, we will go into, we have our marching orders to get some things that we can agree on here. If we don't agree on them, let's discuss them. Let's keep moving here. We will go into recess until 2 p.m. We are in recess.